Welcome to track 3 of the Disconnect the Cords to Heal the Wounds of Your Heart program. Sometimes simply facing the root source of the resistance of our fear within is enough to disconnect and heal from it. Other times the cords are very strong and we must take additional steps to disconnect them in order to heal. The first time I asked my angels to help me disconnect the cords, they guided me to ask them to show me the disconnection. Then I remembered how important it is to see the disconnection because energy is affected differently when it's observed. Now ask your angels to show you the life events and previous lives that you have written down and the cords from them to your body. When I asked my angels to show me this, this is what I saw in my mind's eye. The life events that were painful were suspended before me as flat images that were approximately 2 to 3 feet in size. Some were larger, but none were really any smaller than that. But they were like a giant playing card or a giant still photograph. Your angels may show you in the same way, or they may show you the life events as an energy form or as a diorama of the event or in some other way. Then allow yourself to see the cords from the life event to your body. Some may be small, while some may be quite large. I learned that the larger the cord, the more significant the fear that I was healing. There may be more than one cord. Notice where the cords attach to your body. Now ask your angels to disconnect the cords from your body and heal the wounds as you watch them. You will see the wound that's left by the cord as it's disconnected. It may look like the spot left where a tomato or cantaloupe is removed from the vine, or it may be a huge hole. After your angels have removed the cords, watch them fill the spots where the cord was attached with pure love of God. Notice what it looks like. It could be a colored light, or sparkly, or a gel. Archangel Raphael may join the angels to help disconnect any cords that go to your third eye or your chakras. If the cord left a gaping hole, it may take a few moments for the angels to heal it and to fill it with that love. Simply allow them to take as long as they need and continue watching them. When they're finished filling all your spots with God's unconditional love where those cords were removed, go on to the next track.